Deputy Higgins, you have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Tánaiste, do you understand that the conclusion of the Planning Tribunal, which found that, quote, corruption in Irish political life was both endemic and systemic, unquote, has enormously increased the anger and sense of aggrievement of the vast majority of ordinary decent people in this country? But are you aware that it has enormously strengthened the boycott of the regressive household tax this week? Are you aware that that is because those boycotting see that the hold which developers had over the previous government allowed the racketeering that blew up the property bubble, that brought the crash, that led to the total disastrous austerity policy which is destroying living standards and services which your government is implementing, and putting this new raft of taxation on the shoulders of the innocent majority to bail out the failed property gamblers? Do you see the connection? Tánaiste, did you see reports of a major rally of thousands of ordinary people from all over the country in Dublin on Saturday last, demanding you withdraw the household tax? And that further thousands will also protest this Saturday at the Fine Gael Ardesh in a peaceful, disciplined display of people power. Do you understand that a fully fledged revolt of people power is underway? And do you understand that the fact that this day, 4 days out, that 1,400,000 households have not registered out of 1,800,000 is not for the reasons that your backbenchers trotted out on the radio this morning, but that there is a fully-fledged revolt?
Thank you.
Now, when will we hear an end to the excuses and have an acceptance that this tax is not acceptable to the vast majority of people, that they know it will go to €1,000 and beyond, they cannot afford it, and they are demanding also a change in your disastrous policy of austerity? Will you withdraw the tax and listen to them for change?
Tánaiste.
Well, I agree with Deputy Higgins that the report of the Mahon Tribunal, I think, which described the corruption in the planning system as systemic. I think that what we read in the Mahon Tribunal report was absolutely disgusting. And we will have the opportunity of having a debate on that report later here today, when we can set out what needs to be done. I think the first thing is that this government is committed to acting on the Mahon Tribunal report. First of all, we have already referred the report to the Director of Public Prosecutions, to the Revenue Commissioners, to the Standards and Public Office Commission, and to the Garda Síochána. The Garda Commissioner, in turn, has referred the report to the head of the Criminal Assets Bureau. Just as the government committed itself to implementing the measures and the recommendations that were contained in the Moriarty Tribunal report, we today at government discussed the Mahon report, and it was agreed that the various ministers with responsibility for bringing forward the recommendations will come back by the end of April with the actions that need to be taken, and that the government will then bring forward the recommendations that need to be progressed. I think that, you know, looking at the Mahon Tribunal report and looking at the Moriarty Tribunal report, and looking at all that happened over that period of time, the biggest casualty in politics was truth. People who clearly were on the take, who were lying about it, who didn't give honest information to the Mahon Tribunal. And I think if there's a parallel to be drawn, the parallel to be drawn is that public representatives need to be straight with the public. And Deputy Higgins, you going around telling people that they're going to pay €1,000 in the household charge is not telling people the truth. The household charge is €100. It is due by the 31st of March, and I think everybody in this House should tell the public the truth about it.
Thank you. Deputy Higgins, 1 minute.
Taoiseach, do you know that the Commission on Taxation recommends €560 per household for the ordinary person's house? Do you know that the ESRI wants a water tax of €500? €560 and €500 is €1,060. That's what's down the line. That's what people see. Can I put it to you, Taoiseach, that when you are threatening our people with court action, they ask the question, for example, why you, Taoiseach, invite to your global forum a billionaire whom the Moriarty Tribunal said acted disgracefully in being facilitated by a Fine Gael minister.
Sorry, Deputy, would you please
in getting privileged
to
information
questions.
To command a massively lucrative licence. And he's your guest of honour. Now, in view of that, do you think you can, with any credibility, threaten the ordinary, decent backbone of this country, that you will drag them before the district courts, people who have paid all their taxes all those decades, while the elites salted theirs away in Ansbacher and offshore accounts? You must understand the anger that is out there, Taoiseach. I don't think you do. By the way, those who crashed our economy are swanning around the world in pensions of $150,000.
Thank you.
And the anger that is there, you don't understand. Can I ask you in conclusion, will you now say, on behalf of the Labour Party at least, that you withdraw and condemn this disgraceful suggestion that local authority workers be abused by sending them out to hound pensioners, unemployed and decent compliant taxpayers for this regressive household tax? Can I ask you, stop the bullying, listen to the people. Democracy needs the consent of
thank
the government.
You, Deputy,
you
thank
do
you.
Not have it. Withdraw it.
Thank you. Taoiseach.
I'm not bullying anybody. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm simply stating what is a fact. And the fact is that the government introduced a household charge of €100, not something recommended by ESRI or by anybody else that you've quoted. That was the government decision, which was that there would be a household charge of €100 and introduced a deadline date for the payment of that. I don't think that it serves any value for anybody to be bullying, to be threatening, or indeed to be exaggerating, as you have been, about the size of the charge. The guest of honour at the Global Irish Economic Forum was President Bill Clinton, and he subsequently organised a very successful investment event for this country to attempt to get jobs and investment into this country so that our economy can recover. And that at the end of the day is what really matters. What matters is that we get our economy to recover, and we do that by attracting investment and by getting the jobs that are necessary. And in the meantime, we have a difficult road to travel to bring about that economic recovery. Part of that difficult road, yes, is the introduction of the household charge. Nobody likes additional charges. We would all prefer if we didn't have to introduce it, didn't have to pay it. But it is a reality, and it has to be paid by the 31st of March.
Thank you. That completes leaders' questions for today. We now move on to questions on Taoiseach. I understand that the Minister of State has taken both questions.